The housing crisis continues to take centre stage today. We'll be hearing about clashes on the issue in the Dáil Chamber in just a few minutes. But first, Central Statistics Office figures show that Dublin house prices shot up by 97.8% from their trough in February 2012, while prices outside Dublin have risen by 90.2% from their May 2013 trough. Behind those percentages are families locked out of the housing market because of prices, circumstances and the inability to save because of escalating rents. Cian McCormack talked to health journalist June Shannon, who can't get on the property ladder and is worried if she doesn't do so soon, she'll be too old.
I am 49. I'm living in a rented accommodation still. The reasons for living in a rented accommodation still is that And after we got married, we spent €21,000 on IVF treatment. Then we were lucky enough to have our child. When she arrived, there was lots of joy, but there was also childcare costs. So as a result, we're still renting in our rented accommodation with no real hope of being able to afford to buy a home because all our money is going into rent and childcare. So there's no way to save for even a deposit.
Do you feel you can't move on with your life because of the housing crisis?
Yes, I definitely feel we can't move on with our lives. There is this kind of narrative in the media that everyone who is in searching for a home is, you know, between 25 and 30 and living at home, mum and dad. That's not the case. There are lots of people like me in their mid-40s, late-40s, early-50s, who, because of certain circumstances in their lives, haven't been able to buy a house until now. And then when they go to buy that house, the high cost of rents is keeping us from saving for a deposit. So it feels like we're locked out as well. And my worry is that now we're getting older. Well, I'm getting older.
Have you been actively searching for a home?
No, I haven't, because I know that we can't afford it. When I say I haven't been looking, I have been eyeing up kind of fixer-uppers maybe in the country, because that's all that we could really afford, something under 100 grand.
What's your mood?
Oh, I'm just, I suppose I'm worried, really, is the main mood. I'm worried about the future, really, the future of not being able to own my own home.
So the reality is your life is on hold.
Exactly. The cost is way out of reach, and there's no security. So either, you know, you have ability to buy your own home, which is just not possible for us. I can't see it happening unless we win the lotto.
And that was journalist June Shannon speaking to Cian McCormack.